Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Bill White, for this opportunity. And it's an honor to present before you all. I am a master's student from GSU, Nashville, and I'm working on the chromosome substitution lines of cotton. And the title of my today's presentation is Determination of Lipid Contents in Cotton Chromosome Substitution Lines by the Use of Fourier Transform Infrared Spectroscopy. So now let me begin by the general outline. First, I'll introduce the cotton seeds and their importance as the source of cooking oil, and then I'll give my objectives, and then the materials and methods that I use for this research analysis, and the results I obtained from these findings, and finally the conclusions. So we all know that cotton has been grown from centuries primarily for its fibers. While the recent research case studies and findings are establishing the cotton seeds as the valuable byproducts and as the source of the cooking oil and the protein feed for animals. So there are two main species of cotton in the United States, Gossypium hirsutum, also known as upland, the upland cotton, and Gossypium barbatense, also known as the Pima cotton. The former accounts for around 98% cotton acreage in the United States, while the latter just accounts for around 2% of the cotton plantation acreage. So a whole cotton seed is known as triple nutrient, since it has like 23% of protein, 25% of crude fiber, and then 20% fat. So we can see that the ratio of the production of lean and seed is around 1 to 1.6, but the seeds only account for only the 15% the total product value in cotton. Now, these corners, the inner meats of the cotton seeds, they are the reservoir of nutrients, since they contain around 28 to 44% of the cotton oil, and from years they have been used for the extraction of the cooking oil for the human consumption. The cotton seed oil contains around 70% of unsaturated fatty acids and 26% saturated fatty acids. Due to the presence of low saturated fatty acids, they are disturbed by the hot oil. And this cotton seed oil also has a high level of natural antioxidants, which are the tocopherols that provide its long shelf life, and these are used in packaging goods. These are the chromosome substitution lines in cotton created by Dr. Gastelli and his lab. And now I'm working on the upland cotton chromosome substitution lines whose chromosome or chromosomal segments were substituted from the barbatense lines. And these are known as CSP lines in short. There were two objectives of this research analysis, and the first one was to profile the lipid contents in these CSP lines by the use of the FTIR spectrometer, while the second one was to compare between the CSP lines and with the two parents, TM1, the upland parent, and 379, the Pima parent. Now the materials and methods that I use for this research analysis. First, the matured cotton seeds were cut into thin slices with the help of a razor blade, and the hulls and corners were separated from each other. Then the samples were placed on Nicolet Eisenstein FTIR spectrometer, and then the samples were measured in the Omnic software. First, we measured all samples from 4,000 to 1,000. Wave number region, and just for the lipid, we separated from the 1700 to 1750 the region, and all these spectra from these samples were the average of 16 scans. They were corrected against the background spectrum, and then the peak resolving and peak fitting was done to calculate the area under the curve for each samples. And the results from this research analysis, We detected two kinds of lipids, the hydrated and the dehydrated lipids. A dehydrated lipid lies in the region from 1730 to 1750 wave number, while the dehydrated lipid lies in the 1700 to 1730 wave number region. And the dehydrated lipid just differentiates from the hydrated lipid with the loss of one hydrogen atom in its molecule. And the general assumption is that the dehydrated lipid, due to the loss of the hydrogen atom, is more reactive than the hydrated one. So all these samples from the corals, they usually had higher lipid areas than the hulls, and usually most of them had the hydrated kind of lipid. So these are the general the general lipid areas, and the black ones, we can see that usually the corners, these black ones, have higher lipid areas than these hulls. While there were four hulls, CSB12SS, CSB17, CSB22SS, and CSB26 yellow, that showed both the hydrated and dehydrated kinds of lipid in the hulls. Now, lipids in cottonseed hulls, all the 19 samples, they showed they were detected for the lipid areas, while the 379, the Pima parent, had higher lipid area than the DMA, the upland parent. We detected dehydrated lipids in only in 7 samples, of which the CSP5SS had the highest lipid area of 4.61. While the hydrated lipids were detected in 16 samples, out of which the CSB12SS had the highest lipid area of 7.34, while the CSB04 had the lowest area of 1.2. Now, lipids in the cottonseed corners, as like hulls, all the 19 samples showed varied lipid areas in the corners, and but in contrast to the hull, which had where the Pima parent had higher area, but in corners, the TMA, the upland parent, had higher lipid area than the Pima parent 379. While the hydrated lipid were detected on all 18 progenies except CSB16, which showed the dehydrated kind of lipid, and the highest lipid area was for CSB01, which had 12.52. lipid area, while the CSB16, which had the dehydrated kind of lipid, also had the lowest area of 5.69. Now, finally, the conclusions that I derived from my findings, that all these CSP lines could be effectively used for the extraction of cooking oil for human consumption. While we need to better understand these mechanisms of lipid variation in all these lines, so that suitable parents could be used in the crop improvement programs. And since till now, little work has been done on these hydrated and dehydrated lipid areas, like how they act and what their roles will be in the field of plant physiology. So future research works need to be done on these areas. And I would like to acknowledge you, Chris Evans, Alan Grant, and the Foreign Agriculture Service Bullock Fellowship for this funding, and then the College of Agriculture from TSU for these facilities, and Dr. Sukumar Shah and Dr. Jenkins for providing the magic cotton seeds that I use in its research, and Dr. Kistili and his lab for the CSP lines, and these are my committee members, without whom this research would not have been completed. Thank you, everyone. Now I'm ready for questions.
Questions?
You talked about the next step may be to do some field evaluation. If you evaluated them in the field, what kind of traits would you like to measure?
Actually, my interest is in knowing the lipid contents and the protein contents in these lines, and also the gocipol, which is the anti-nutritious element in these cotton seeds. So, yeah, I would like to know about these three traits.
Thank you.
DeVos, could you explain some of the challenges you have maybe encountered in trying to get a calibration for this courier infrared machine?
This GFGIR, it works for the quantitative part, but for the qualitative purpose, this is quite confusing, and the antenna is very hard to detect between each sample. And then I had to take multiple readings, but they were all similar to each other, and I just took the ones that were typical for this case study. Until now, I have been able to learn more about this hydrated and the dehydrated lipids.
How does the analysis between using the IR machine versus wet chemistry, how does that compare?
Till now I have just worked on this IR. The IR is very much for the chemistry part. So for the biology part, so it gives more challenges to know how they affect. Maybe let's say how those lipid contents and how they are varied and things like that.
Any other questions? Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.